Happy Beach by Jason Rose. I'm Jason. My wife Annie and I have been married for 26 years. We have 6 kids and all the commotion that goes with them. While less frequently than when we were newlyweds, we also have some hot sexual adventures. I will share one from a few years ago. To get away from the cold Maine winter and to rekindle a little romance without the kids, we booked a week's vacation to St. Martin, where the people speak French on half of the Caribbean island. Annie is fluent in the language, and I love hearing her converse in it. We had rented a house overlooking Happy Beach, a secluded crescent of white sand graced by beautiful sunsets. We arrived late on Saturday evening, tired from a long day of travel. When we awoke late the next morning, the sun was shining bright. We enjoyed breakfast on our deck, overlooking the ocean, and then went to church. We try to invite God into our marriage and the Holy Spirit into our love life. After the service, we decided to spend the day on Happy Beach. We picked up fixings for a picnic and some local beers and followed the trail for the 10-minute walk to the beach. As with many beaches on St. Martin, nude sunbathing is permitted on the Happy Beach. Those who wish to go all naturel head for the far end of the beach for more privacy. I enjoy being naked on the beach, and Annie is comfortable going topless after a beer or two. So we found a private spot under a small tree away from the other sunbathers. We set up our blanket and I stripped while Annie removed her cover-up, leaving only her little yellow bikini. We made sure to apply sunscreen liberally. We enjoyed the afternoon relaxing, drinking beers, and admiring the view of each other. After her first beer, Annie was brave enough to remove her top so that I could appreciate her luscious breast. After another round of beers, I strutted down to take a swim and let Annie check me out, her husband fully nude on the beach. When I returned, Annie asked me to apply more sunscreen to her body because she was afraid of burning. I happily agreed. I had her lie down on her back and started with her face and arms. Then I covered her legs and her stomach without stopping. Then I applied lotion to her breast, one at a time. She flinched at first, but then whimpered under my touch. Her nipples aroused, and I spent extra time caressing them until they were hard. I then asked Annie to flip over so I could put lotion on her back. I started on her shoulders and worked down to her bikini bottoms. Then I crawled to her feet and worked up her legs, starting with her feet. Her feet are very sexy, and rubbing them always turns me on. I applied lotion even higher over her calves and backs of her knees, then her thighs. I spread her legs ever so slightly as I rubbed her inner thighs. As I moved my hand up, I gently grazed her sex through her bikini, expecting to be told to save that for later. Instead, she whimpered. Snuggled her backside up against my hand. Given this sign of want, I gently started to massage Annie's sweet spot through her bikini bottom, keeping an eye out to see if anyone else on the beach could see what I was doing. As she responded with soft moans, I increased the pressure of my caresses and then eventually slid the material from her bikini out of the way. Annie was so wet, I explored her lips, playing with her opening, and found her clit engorged from the attention. She obviously wanted more, and she started to hump my hand. Usually, Annie is slow to orgasm when I use my hands on her sex, but today, she appeared ready to burst. I quickly inserted my thumb inside of her to find her G-spot, allowing my fingers to rub her clit at the same time. Annie then began to make love to my hand, grinding herself up and down on my fingers while lying on the sand. The intensity of her thrusting increased. I kept my hand just where she wanted it and pressed her clit as she moved up and down. Annie then grabbed a beach towel and covered her mouth to muffle her increasing moans. She writhed under the pressure of my fingers and then came. Her orgasm was intense, one of the longest I can remember during our marriage. She screamed out into that towel, and her sweet spot spasmed over and over. Clenching my fingers, I shifted my view so I could watch her sex squeeze around my fingers as her honey leaked all over my hand. After a minute or more, her body finally relaxed. I withdrew my fingers from her sex and slowly licked them clean, and she turned to me with a look of total satisfaction. I looked around to see if anyone had noticed us, particularly given Annie's moaning. None of the distant sunbathers were paying any attention, but a young native man in his late teens or early 20s stood at the edge of the beach a little way off. He turned away as I looked at him. I felt sure that he had just watched me make my wife come on the beach. Throughout my pleasuring of Annie, I became increasingly turned on myself. My cock was hard. I so wanted to lift Annie to her knees and enter her sweet spot from behind. If I had, everyone on the beach would know what we were doing. But I didn't really care. I wanted my wife. Sensing my needs, Annie rolled over and sat up on our beach blanket. She fixed her bikini bottom, put on her sunglasses and her beach hat, and said that it was my turn. While Annie wanted me inside of her, she said that would have to wait until we returned to our rental house. Now she would use her hands and mouth to pleasure me. As I lay back on the sand, she took my hard cock into her hand and started stroking me slowly. She used her body to block the view of what she was doing to the other sunbathers on the beach. Then she leaned over, took my manhood in her mouth, and warmly licked and sucked. I knew I wouldn't last long, and I warned her. She continued until I was ready to burst and then sat up. She took my cock in her right hand and stroked, and took my balls in her left hand and massaged. My balls were full, and from experience, Annie knows that squeezing them while she strokes me will make me come hard. Her touches worked, and I exploded. I felt spasms of pleasure as cum shot onto my stomach and chest. Just as my orgasm finished, a small dog with a tennis ball in his mouth ran to our beach blanket. Its owner, a young French woman, followed quickly behind. As my wife said hello, I covered my crotch and the puddle of cum with a beach towel. Annie made small talk in French with the young lady while I regained my composure and sat up. As she was speaking, Annie reached over to my lap and wiped some cum off of her hand on the towel, covering my now relaxing cock. I then turned and noticed that the native man continued to look at us from the edge of the beach. He did not even glance away as I looked at him. I knew then that he had watched my wife make me cum hard on Happy Beach. I hope you found our first day on Happy Beach as exciting as Annie and I did. If the reviews are positive, I will share another one of our adventures.